And so far, global financial markets are responding with caution, not panic, to yesterday's no vote on more austerity measures for Greece, although oil and commodity prices did tumble in response. Jill Schlesinger of CBS News is here with more on the financial repercussions. Hi, Jill.
Good afternoon.
And we know financial markets love certainty, which we don't have here. No one knows if the Greeks will convince creditors to come up with a new, less painful bailout, or if they won't, and Greece will exit the EU, drop the euro. So what can we expect from European markets as these negotiations continue?
I think the word is going to be volatility. I know U.S. markets are fairly muted, okay? But, you know, when we were checking the futures last night, it looked like the Dow was down a couple hundred. We see European markets close down about 1.5 to 2%. But the reality is the next 48 hours are going to be really interesting. We had such a surprise this morning. The finance minister of Greece resigned. I mean, he got the vote that he wanted, the no, and yet he resigned. Why did he do that? Well, he said because Europeans put pressure on Greece to have him booted. And looks like Greece said okay, because everyone does want to get back to the negotiation table. Looks like that's going to start, at least in part, tomorrow.
Yeah, it seems as if he was thrown a bit under the bus.
Absolutely.
In order to maybe get a deal. But you mentioned that already in Asia, commodities and oil prices did take a sharp turn in response to the vote. What is the connection?
Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, the Chinese stock market, since about mid-June when it peaked, is down about 30%. That is a full-blown bear market, everyone. I know it hurts. But you know what? The Chinese stock market had more than doubled, so quit your crying. No crocodile tears here, okay? And part of the reason that oil is falling is twofold. One is that as the U.S. dollar strengthens, that's a negative for commodities. But the other is that there is some fear that Chinese consumption of oil is going to be reduced because the country is going through some sort of, I don't know, rebalancing. And honestly, the stock market dropped by 30% shouldn't be something that we think is going to spread here. Our market has not doubled in the last year, so it's been quite volatile. Some of these things are all jumbled in as one mess, but they have separate, distinct issues associated with them.
Well, when does the connection get made? Let's say Greece does leave the EU and drops the euro for the drachma, and the U.S. doesn't have significant economic ties to Greece, but where might the connection be felt? Where might the pain be more felt?
Well, I think that we start watching the European stock markets and the peripheral stock markets and bond markets, meaning the markets in Portugal, Spain, and in Italy. Those three markets are the ones that everyone's sort of looking as the canary in a coal mine. And here's what I mean by that. Okay, we know Greece is a hot mess, right? And they borrowed a ton of money and they're not going to pay it back. You know, they're going to pay some portion of it, but there's no way that they're going to pay $270 billion back to the Eurogroup. Not happening, no way. The question becomes, if they leave the Eurozone, will investors start to say, oh, wait a minute, this is what happens. This is the pathway out. This is what Portugal, Italy, and Spain could do. I'm going to stop lending to them. Those markets come under pressure. That's when we start to see contagion. And I think that's what we keep our eyes on. Look, it's not going to be fun for our markets either, but it should be relatively, relatively contained. Don't sell. Stick to your game plan.
Jill Schlesinger of CBS News. We will keep watching this story as we have been now for months. Thank you.
Take care.